Welcome, everyone. This is our leadership training call. We're so excited that you've joined us this evening. We've got about, 30 seconds before we get started. One moment, please. Hello, everyone, and welcome. This is our PAC Leadership Call. So glad that you've joined us. My name is Dr. Marcia Pruitt, and I'm excited that you've joined us this evening. Now, I'm honored to introduce our very first speaker this evening. He's an industry leader, a million-dollar earner, and he loves helping people earn thousands of dollars from the comfort of their home. So without further ado, help me welcome Dr. James Pruitt.
Well, thank you very much, Dr. Marcia, for that warm, warm introduction. Can you hear me okay? I just want to make sure you can hear me loud and clear. Well, folks, my name is Dr. James Pruitt. I'm super excited to welcome you to another IQ Leadership Training Call. I'm excited to share the information that you're going to hear tonight with you. Tonight's going to be a little bit different because I am leaving a home party and actually doing the call while I'm driving here on the road. So I wanted just to bear with me, if you would, but I've got a lot of important, really good information, I believe, to go over with you tonight. And I just want to make sure that everybody has their designated pen and paper and notebook handy, so that you're able to take really, really good notes. And tonight's call, we're going to just recap a few things before we begin. And we've talked about what the recruiting system is. Now, this is the system by which you're following as you're sharing your business with other people. Number one, you're going to peek and check their interest. By peeking their interest, it's kind of making sure that they're open to hear the information that you want to give. The next step is some sort of a presentation, whether it's a home party, a video, a conference call, a one-on-one presentation. You're taking them to a live event. Any of those things constitutes a presentation from start to finish. You want to make sure you pique their interest to make sure they're open to the presentation, but you also want to make sure that once they're open, you lead them to the next step, which is to do the presentation. Once they've seen the whole presentation start to finish in any form that it may be, you want to make sure then that there's some way to validate the business. Any other form of a presentation will validate the business, or you can do what I like to do the most, which are three-way conference calls. To me, a three-way validation call is the best way, in my opinion, to validate the business after a person has gone through the first two steps. It does a couple of reasons why I say that. It does a couple of things. One, it gives you an opportunity to do the introduction from one person who has just now seen everything, introduce them to some sort of expert who's already experienced some level of success in the business. And then once you do that, the person that's setting up the call, not the guest, but the person that's already in the business, that is a perfect training platform for those people to learn. So once the introduction is done from the person who you're connecting to the expert, then that person is quiet. They don't say another word. And we're going to go over in great detail the dynamic of how to do a three-way call. But I want to talk a little bit about something that I call being a conversation specialist. Now, let me tell you why I mention this, being a conversation specialist, because so many times people will see maybe a conversation that I'm having with someone and how it just happened to lead to the right point of where I wanted to take them in the conversation, but I want you to know that that's by design. That's not just luck that it happens to be that way. It's taken a while to really become a conversation specialist. So I wanted to talk a little bit about what that means, becoming a conversation specialist. Now, in doing so, I want to talk about the three different markets that we're working, okay? There's three different markets that you're working at the same time. Number one, you're going to be working your warm market. Now, your warm market, these are people that you knew when you woke up this morning. You already know them. They already know you. You can call them, go by, but they're already familiar with who you are and what you're doing. The next market is the cold market. Now, these are people that you're just meeting. You're just making contact with them, becoming acquainted with them. Somebody that you're standing next to at the subway or in line at the grocery store. You happen to bump into them at a restaurant or you happen to see them out shopping with your kids or something of that nature. But these are people that you're just bumping into, you're just meeting. And we meet people every single day. So we're going to be talking about the warm market, people that you already know, the cold market, people that you're just now meeting, and then there's the referral market. Now, the referral market, these are people that you're asking for a referral or people that you're putting some sort of advertisement out there for them to call you looking for the business that you have. That those two categories are already in the referral market, okay? And now in the warm market, this is where, in my opinion, you'll have your most success because these people already know you. But this also is where you'll have the most trepidation. You'll get the most nervous because these folks already know you. So we're going to talk a little bit about how to become a conversation specialist there in your warm market and how to become a conversation specialist in your cold market. We're going to be teaching how to answer advertisements and how to get referrals in a separate training. But for tonight's training, I want to begin tonight's call, which is entitled How to Become a Conversation Specialist. And I've got to tell you, folks, a lot of it has to do with your posture. Now, when I say your posture, I'm not talking about how you stand or how you sit, but I'm talking about the point of view from which you're coming from and how you carry yourself and how you believe in what you're saying, the conviction that you had. So that kind of makes up your posture. And I believe that networking really successfully involves two things specifically. Number one, it is making sure that you are telling a story and edification. To me, those are the biggest two things I think that includes edifying, uplifting someone, lifting them up, saying something good about somebody. That's edification. And then there's also storytelling. There's an old saying that facts tell, but stories sell. So you want to be a good storyteller. Let me tell you what I mean when I say a good storyteller. You're going to understand as we talk about how to become a conversation specialist. But I want to make sure that everybody on this call is coming from the proper perspective. When I say that, I mean your posture has to be really right on point. You want to make sure you're not begging anybody to look at your business or pleading with them, please do me a favor and take a look at this. No, you're the one really doing them a favor. You got to remember that. You have the blessing, and you're checking to see if they're open for the blessing, if now is a good time for the blessing. Now is something, because they're never really saying no to you. They're just saying no, right, not right now. So in piquing people's interest, you want to make sure you're checking, is now a good time? Are you open for what I might be talking about? And I'll give you some what I call comfort phrases. I've got one that I use more than anyone. I call it the magic question. But I like for these comfort phrases, I like to form them in the form of a question. So if I'm just meeting somebody, I might say something like, hey, do you keep your income options open? If you had an extra $1,000 a month, would it mean something to you? If you had an extra $500 a week, would it mean something to you? Most people are going to answer yes to these type of questions. You know what I mean? Do you know anybody? And that's what Marcia uses all the time, kind of an indirect approach. Instead of asking them if they want to, Marcia will say, do you know anybody that would like to make an extra, $400 to $500 a week? See, do you know anybody? They're usually answering, well, sure, but they're not talking about somebody else. They're talking about themselves. So these are some comfort phrases that you use in talking with folks. You know, I just think about when I was a couple of days before the Dallas launch, I was meeting some people and just striking up conversation, edifying what was getting ready to happen, edifying who I was connected with, telling the story of what's going to take place over the next two or three days and who I was connected with. And then they become curious to what I'm talking about. And then that's when I come in and I kind of ask them a comfort phrase. Do you know anybody that like to make a little extra money? Folks, I always lead with the opportunity. I sometimes lead with the product. And the rule typically is either lead with the income opportunity or lead with the product, just not both. Okay? So I typically lead with the income opportunity because I'm looking for people that really want to make a change in their life. Okay? So I want to discuss a few things that we talked about. I mentioned to you this evening comfort phrases. Are you open for an extra income? Do you know anybody who'd like to increase their income? Do you keep your income options open? If you had an extra $500 a week, would it mean something to you? If you had an extra $1,000 a month, would it mean something to you? Do you know anybody that could use an extra $1,000 a month? Do you know anybody that wants an extra paycheck every single week? Do you know anybody that'd like to spend more time at home with their family and their kids and their wife and kids? Do you know anybody who would like to really change their income situation? See, these are all comfort phrases. They're called comfort phrases because you get comfortable with one or two of them. And then it just sounds like regular conversation as you're chatting with somebody. You can just steer the conversations in the direction that you want. So I want to talk about a few things specifically, folks, for us to just talk about this evening. And one of them is called leading questions. Questions that lead your guests from one particular topic or one phase of the conversation, leads them to the next phase. You know, a question that takes them from one part of the conversation to where you would like to go. Like, would you like, if you're just starting to work with somebody or get somebody started, I might say, now, do you want to work your business fast or do you want to get your business slow? Or if I'm just meeting someone, I might say, do you keep your business options open? Do you keep your income options open? Or do you see yourself working here for another 30 years? See, these kind of questions lead people along the path of which, well, you want to be discussing with them in their conversations. That's what's so important, folks. And I just want to make sure that everybody understands that as you're having these conversations, it just sounds like a conversation. Like I always say, the most important conversations I have when I'm meeting people every single day, that the recruiting conversations sound like this at the beginning. Good morning. How are you today? And I like to pay people a compliment. You sure do look sharp today. Well, you look like you just came back from a vacation. How are you doing today? You know, just being friendly and smiling. You find out that if you're friendly and you're smiling and you say something nice to somebody, typically they'll smile and say something nice back to you. It's just common courtesy. So the beginning of a recruiting conversation might be like this. Good morning. Good afternoon. How are you doing today? You see the game last night? Wasn't that a great boxing fight last night? You know, anything like that. Just start up a conversation. You'll find people will start to talk back at you. And then I typically pay them a compliment. You look sharp today. You sure look pretty sharp. What do you do for a living? See, I like to get people talking about what they do, what they're involved in. And that gives me an idea of where I can start turning the conversation from where it's going now to where I want them to be. So as you learn leading questions, would you like for me to make the majority of the money? Or would you like to advance in income and rank? Now, there's another thing called alternative closing questions. Now, you hear these all the time at the grocery store. You like to pay cash or credit. Do you want to position yourself to make a lot of money and join the team, or do you just want to use the product and be a customer? See, little alternative closing questions go a long way. But I want to talk to you about something I like to call tie down. Now, a tie-down is where you're just tying them down to something you just talked about or really enforcing something that was just said. If I could show you that, would you want to do that? I mean, if I could show you how to make an extra $500 a week, is that something you'd like to know about? That is something you'd like to know about, wouldn't you? Won't you? Don't you? Shouldn't it? Wouldn't it? Can't you? Don't you? Doesn't it? All these phrases are what's called tie-down phrases. You do want to get good at this business, don't you? You do want to earn a check right away, don't you? You do want to become one of the top earners. You do want to get off to a fast start, don't you? Can you see yourself? You can see yourself doing this and just working from home, can't you? See, those are little tie-downs. It kind of ties them down. If you knew how to double your income, surely that's something you would be interested in, wouldn't it? Shouldn't you? Couldn't you? See, these are all different phases for learning how to really be a conversation specialist. Now, folks, let me tell you something. As you're out talking to people, the great thing is as you're chatting with other people, they just think it's a conversation. They don't know about alternative closing questions or leading questions. They don't know about tie downs. They don't know about you making sure that your posture is right. But you know about these things as you're just striking up a conversation with people. And I found that, generally speaking, if you give people an opportunity to talk a little bit about themselves and you find out what they want. Now, how do you find out what they want? Well, you ask the right kind of questions. And by asking the right kind of questions, you're going to find out what it is that the folks you're talking to want. You know, like you might say, hey, you seem pretty sharp. What do you do for a living? And somebody might say, well, I'm a school teacher. You say, oh, wow, what a wonderful profession. I know that must be really gratifying working with the children that you work with, and I know you guys make a ton of money. And what I've discovered is that most people that are in a conversation with you, in order for it to be a conversation, they have to somewhat disagree with you. So let me give you an example of what I mean. If I was talking to a doctor, a physician, and I said, well, what do you do for a living? He said, well, I'm a medical physician. I said, oh, wow, that must be an incredible occupation, man. I know you guys make a ton of money. You got the perfect life. You got plenty of free time. It seemed like the perfect situation. And typically they're going to disagree with me. Well, the money is good, but I don't know about having a lot of free time. So he's going to disagree with me about something that doesn't line up with what I just said. And that opens the door for me to be able to share what it is that I want to share with him. So if I talk to somebody and paint their current situation as super rosy, you make tons of money, you got tons of free time, I know you guys get to travel and see the world, you can take plenty of vacations every year, they're going to disagree with you. And by disagreeing with you in that sense, that opens up the opportunity for you to turn the question, turn the conversation by using a comfort phrase. Funny you should say that. If I could show you how to make more money than you're making now, but give you more free time, that is something you'd like to know about, wouldn't you? I'm just giving you an idea about how to become a conversation specialist. A lot of times people don't know exactly how to bring up their business. But if you would just talk to people, have a general conversation, if it's somebody you're just meeting, somebody you vaguely know a little bit, somebody you know very, very well, in either situation, either circumstance, it's just a conversation. But get them talking a little bit about themselves, and you're waiting for your opportunity to come in with your comfort phrase, but you want to pay them a compliment along the way, and then bring up a perfect situation that they would somewhat agree with you, and then there is your opportunity to kind of interject. Let me give you an example. Like if I was talking to somebody that I knew very well, who was somewhat successful, but works an awful lot, I might say things like, man, how are things going for you this year so far? Are you making all the money you need? Are you being able to take your family on those real nice vacations I know you guys like to take? I know he's going to disagree with me about something. Well, the money's pretty good, or, you know, the money's never quite enough, and, yeah, we haven't been able to go on a vacation yet. Well, funny you should say that, man, because I know how you can add a little extra free time. I got something I might want to show you. If I could show you how to have a little extra spare time and not interfere with your current occupation but give you more free time, that's something you'd like to know about, wouldn't you? You know, tie them down to that. Lead them to that. You know, I'm just kind of giving you an idea of really how to become a conversation specialist. But let me just point something out if I could. What most people do when they're very excited about their networking business or opportunity is they over-talk. They talk too much. They tell too much. Remember, there's four things a person wants to know before they'll join your business. Psychologically, subconsciously, there's four things they want to know. Number one, what is this? Generally speaking, they want to know what it is. Number two, how much money can I make? Number three, What do I have to do? And number four, who's going to help me? Now, those are the things psychologically that most people want to know. So once you peek and check their interest, and then you lead them to show them videos, show them a presentation, listen to a conference call, then they're going to know what is this. And what you're doing, you're demonstrating to them what they're going to have to do. That's why you don't want to be an encyclopedia of a bunch of facts and knowledge, because you want this to be really simple. They don't have to learn a whole lot to be successful at this. Just know where to point people to. That's really all that is here. And then when you do the three-way validation call, now you're sharing with them who else besides you is going to help them. Because they want to make sure somebody besides you is going to help them. So I certainly hope that I've shed some sort of light in how to become a conversation specialist, folks. And let me tell you something. You just have to be in a bunch of conversation, chat with people, find out what it is they want by asking questions, being in a conversation with them. You're going to discover all that information that I'm telling you about. But, folks, utilizing your comfort phrases. Now, when we were there building for the Dallas launch, which, by the way, folks, was an absolute positive, smashing success. I got to take my hat off to Claudia Richardson and, of course, Fort Knox, Dennis Knox, and, of course, Felicia, just everybody that played a role in making sure that went so well. I want to thank, of course, Gregory Jensen and Mr. Eddie Freeman and all the people that came in. Of course, I want to thank Janice and Patty and just everybody there for their input and helping make that such a smashing success. But as we were building toward that event, I met a good buddy of mine, Mr. Dennis Knox, and we went to kind of a lounge-type place, and we were there talking, striking up a conversation with one another, and we were just meeting different people and inviting them into our conversation, and I got an opportunity just to chat with a few people. I remember we were chatting with a judge and chatting with a CPA and his accountant. We chatted with another guy. Dennis introduced me to somebody else. We talked to them. And so I was literally doing the same things that I'm telling you all about. And I wanted to invite Mr. Dennis Knox, we call him Fort Knox, to join us on the call. Dennis has gotten off to a great start. And he's just a sponge. He's learning everything. He's got a skill set already in this similar industry. Just transferring that over to networking, man, is going to be bad to the bone when he gets this thing down. He's that close to getting it. Mr. Dennis Knox, you get a chance to make it on the line this evening? Dennis Knox, you get a chance to make it on the line this evening? I don't know if we've got Dennis there. Dennis, you got to be on that other line. We can't hear you. Well, let me just kind of finish explaining what I was. And Dennis can get on that confidential speaker code that I sent to Dennis and call in the regular number and dial into that speaker code and take your phone off mute. And you should be ready to join me on the line. What I was sharing with you, are you there, Dennis?
No.
Hello. Can you hear me? I thought I heard you for a second there. Dennis, can you hear me?
Can you hear me now?
I can hear you now, sir, loud and clear. How are you doing this evening?
Excellent. Oh, man, great. I thought I had the wrong code there for a minute. I was speaking and you guys weren't hearing me at all. Hey, good evening to everybody that's on the line all over the country. Hey, God bless you. I appreciate the invite to actually get a chance to share with you guys all the excitement that we had over here. Now, I'd like to tell you all the details about every day, but we're going to focus on what happened when I was able to actually be with Dr. Pruitt. Okay, now, we were getting together, and I shared with him a quote by Benjamin Franklin that basically says, if you tell me something, I may forget, but if you involve me, I will learn. And I tell you that the things that I had heard him sharing with me on the conference calls that I was privy to before the meeting started, or the meetings here in Dallas started, the Dallas launch started, I've seen all of that executed right before my eyes, and I was involved. I got to tell you, you know, he did explain to us that once we introduce somebody, once we the mentor, if you will, begins to speak, you know, it's best to shut up. But I was so mesmerized, I had nothing to say. My mouth was wide open. You got to see this in action. You got to put it to work. You got to listen, and you got to take heed. There are certain books that's been referred that I'm already taking, that I'm already reading, you know, and different tapes that I'm listening to. And I got to tell you, this thing does work. It does work. I mean, I can thank God that I feel like that maybe I do have a skill set already, but without this type of focus and without this type of honing, we're not going to be successful in this particular industry. And I think we all have a great team going here, and we're headed in the right direction. Now, this particular judge and well, there were some people that was involved in another multi-level marketing opportunity that we had the opportunity to speak with, to present things to, and I got to tell you, it was just all good. I don't know if he shared it with you yet, but there is a video that Dr. Pruitt had produced, and it's on YouTube, that is excellent in introducing those who may have heard something a little negative about multi-level marketing or direct marketing, you know, or those who don't know anything at all. There's a video that he should be able to direct you all to, like he did me, that will be able to, give those type of people a basic introduction, a working knowledge of something they may have heard something negative about but never investigated for themselves. I just think we're all on the right team. And I just want to encourage you all to keep going. And that's about all I got tonight.
Well, let me ask you something, Mr. Knox. You and I, we were just sitting down, taking it easy, talking a little bit, strategizing, talking a little bit about the launch coming up in the next couple of days, and I think I was there a day before the actual launch came, and we went and sat down in a couple of leather chairs, and we sat next to a couple of guys. It turned out to be a guy that's running for federal judge and his CPA, and we just struck up a conversation just like about nothing, and you came and said, man, that was great how you did it, how you guided those guys to what we're talking about. You got them interested. And it happened just so naturally. Now, I just got finished teaching about having the right posture, you know, feeling a certain way about what you're talking about, being pretty excited about it. You know, I talked about certain comfort phrases. I found out pretty soon that he had a son in Los Angeles that he wanted to introduce to the business and get him out of his pocket, so to speak. And I also found out that he was open to some health benefits. But just kind of share, if you would, from that one conversation, some of the things that you remember about that stuck out to you.
Well, I got to tell you, as we sit there talking, as I reflect, I can see exactly how you were taking it, taking the opportunity to take the conversation in the direction you wanted to go before the conversation started. Because when you were speaking to me, you were speaking loud enough for them to overhear. And what I recall that they interrupted us and got in our conversation because of what they overheard you say. Mm-hmm. So I think that was part of being able to have those comfort words, you know, to be able to say those things that will draw people in. And I believe that's what I witnessed right there.
Now, let me tell you something, Dennis. You know, whenever I go to a restaurant, I don't want to sit in the corner and be have privacy. I want to sit around people. I can't recruit anybody at home. I can't recruit anybody in a corner and being private. I have to be around other people, strike up conversations, pay somebody a compliment somehow, some way. I'll get up and go borrow ketchup off of their table and strike up a conversation. I already got ketchup on my table. That's not the point. The point is I got to go over there and make contact, and I like to involve people in our conversations just by the conversation that you and I were having, they all just joined in by being super friendly and stuff. But kind of guide them a little bit. You know, I was telling them about the product, telling them about what we're here doing. Really what I was doing was telling them a story and edifying the Dallas office, edifying the launch in the United States, edify how we're launching this movement here in the state of Texas, edifying and not talking specifically, but talking enough to make people curious about what you're talking about. You're launching a movement here? Oh, yes. Nobody knows about it. It's happening starting tomorrow. It's something that's going to spread all over the world, and we're looking for a handful, select people that want to know about something pretty powerful. Maybe you know somebody like that. Well, what is it? You know what I mean? Get them curious. Well, what is it? You know what I mean? Little things like that. I mean, I know these all sound like a bunch of little tiny components, but put together, properly edifying your product, edifying the journey you're on, edifying who you're connected with, edifying the lives you're going to change, and then telling the story of Clarty Richardson and what he's put together with the Dallas office, and telling the story. Several times, Dennis, you saw me tell the story about our VIP fly-in down in Palm Beach, and here's a picture I got. Look who's in this picture. I'm just edifying everybody, telling the story of how it was. See, that's just a conversation, but it's a conversation that's leading to a certain place where I wanted to go. Does that make sense?
Oh, yeah, that made all the sense in the world, because that's exactly what you did use. I mean, we took a group picture down in Palm Beach, Florida, and there were some celebrities in the picture. There was a few people that probably nobody knows. But you went through that picture one by one and told a story that really grasped their attention. You know, and so that storytelling that he's talking about, I've seen it in action.
That's right. You see, people can argue with you about a fact, but they can't argue with you about a story because they weren't there.
The story you...
They don't know.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I mean, if how can they tell your story and they don't know you? They just met you. Your story
exactly.
Is something that they've got to take at face value.
That's right. That's right. I mean, and we had just so much response, and it's just really, really good to be in that kind of setting. And I saw how excited you were. Man, it was amazing. And then you even commented to me how I went from a conversation with a guy that was a federal judge and his CPA, and then we started talking to another guy, and you were like, man, you went from one conversation to the next conversation so seamlessly. But it's all the same conversation. Just tailored. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
I'm sorry, I got to tell that. You just reminded me. I seen you talking to a federal judge and one of the best CPAs in the city of Dallas, and these are old men that were young men in the 60s. And so they've been around and through a couple of generations, and then you began to talk to a guy that drove trucks, and I'm telling you, he was looking for us that Wednesday night when we all made it back there that night. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
And so... You know, being versatile in your abilities is something I think that we're going to learn through all this training series.
That's exactly right. And here's one thing I know. I've seen certain people, Dennis, that you think this person is going to be so great. They're well-respected. They have held a public office. They know everybody. They're well-connected. And they join your business and do nothing. And I've seen situations where you recruit the seventh grade math teacher who doesn't know anybody, but she's hungry, and she wants to change her life, and she's got a big why. She comes in, she lights the whole thing up and kills it. I bought in a maid before, and the maid you think would be somebody that would not do as well as somebody that was a former mayor of the city, but it has to do with that person's drive. So you never can count anybody out. I've been in situations where I'll go talk to the guy that's installing the sprinkler system out working in somebody's yard. You never know who he knows or who his cousin is or who he knows over in a different country. You never know who a person knows, you know. So I don't count anybody out. Everybody is worth my time. I try to always recruit up. I'm looking for people who are hungry. who want to make a change in their life. I'm looking for somebody that's business-minded. I'm looking for somebody that's outgoing and a people person. But you don't always find the perfect cookie cutter. But one thing I know for sure is I'm going to talk to you, and I'm going to get some sort of response from you. Either tell me yes or tell me no. Just tell me quick because I got to go. Right on to the next person. So I just wanted to make sure we spend a little bit of time tonight talking just a little bit about being a conversation specialist. Folks, reach out and touch somebody today. Remember, just pretend everybody has a sign on their forehead that says, speak to me, say something nice to me. And if you just operate like that, be super friendly, talk to people, pay them a compliment, and ask them, what do you do for a living? And just find out a little bit about them. You'll be surprised how the conversation will open up. Dennis, I'm getting ready to wrap up this call, but before I do, is there any tips, pointers, anything you want to share with the team before we jump off tonight?
Well, the only thing I can say at this point is don't miss these training calls. These conference calls are going to work. I've seen them in action. I think that it's best that we stick with it. You know, there's some things that might be talked about that you think you already know, but to hear them again is not going to hurt anything. Stick with it.
Well, I sure do appreciate you coming on and sharing a little bit of time with you, with everybody on the line tonight. And my hat's off to you. Thanks so much for taking the time out to be here. I want to just share with everybody the YouTube video that I've created that's an introduction to our industry, and it's pretty short. It's only like 5 or 6 minutes or something like that. But how you find it is you go to YouTube and you type in Discover What the Wealthy Know. Discover What the Wealthy Know, and you want to get the revised version. Discover What the Wealthy Know Revised. I'll send out a link tonight for everybody to use. I think that's the perfect thing to show somebody right before you give the actual presentation. Kind of puts them in the mind frame of, yes, you do need something else to bring you another stream of income. Yes, there is something that's helping some people make more in a month than others make in a year. And, you know, I once read a book called Your First Year in Network Marketing. And there's a guy that wrote that book, a guy I met named Mark Yarnell. Mark Yarnell. And his comfort phrase that he used I thought was pretty powerful. Here's the comfort phrase that Mark Yarnell teaches in the book, Your First Year in Network Marketing. Here's the phrase that he asks. If you knew for a fact that you could retire in 2 years making $100,000 a month, would this be something you would want to know about? I want you to think about the psychology of that question. If you knew for a fact that you could retire in 2 years earning $100,000 a month, is this something you would like to know about? Not do, know about. Anybody that says no to that question, keep on going. Don't bother trying to convince them. If they knew for a fact they could retire in 2 years making $100,000 a month, would this be something they would want to know about? If they say no, folks, they're not open to anything new. But majority of your prospects that you talk to with that question, I mean, it's just a question everybody should answer yes to. So I'm going to go ahead and wrap up this call like I normally do and say, don't believe what you see, but see what you believe, because the harvest is plenty, abundance is your birthright, and greatness is your destiny. Don't forget, folks, Discover What the Wealthy Know Revised on YouTube. Thanks again, Mr. Dennis Knox. Everybody have a wonderful evening. We'll talk again soon. Goodbye for now.